We read the Mishnah on Kuf Dalam and Aleph and Bama Pitch. So the Mishnah talks about the different things you have to do during the process of Chalitza and what happens if you're missing some of them. So it says the Mishnah, Chalitza v'rakka ava lo kara Chalitza sakshar. Right? So you have to do Chalitza. You actually have to take the shoe. She has to take the shoe off the man's foot. She has to be rokek. She has to spit on the ground in front of him, and she has to say a certain, certain phrase, right? This is what we do, kacha yaseh, this is what we do to a person who doesn't want to build the house of his brother. So she has to do all three of those things. So if she takes off the shoe and she spits, but she doesn't say the phrase. So it says the Mishnah, the chalitza is good, the chalitza is fine. Kara v'rakka, whatever, she says the phrase and she spits, aval lo chatza, but she doesn't actually take the shoe off his foot. So then chalitza is psula, the chalitza is no good. Chalza vikara, if she takes off the shoe and she says the phrase, ava lo rakaka, but she doesn't spit, Rabbi Loza omer chalitosa psula. Rabbi Loza says, sorry, not enough. Rabbi Kiva omer chalitosa ksher. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that works. Okay. Amr le Rabbi Loza said to him, kacha yaaseh, kol davar shu maisa ma'akev. Rabbi Loza says, what are you talking about? And it says, kacha yaaseh, this is what you're supposed to do. So everything that you did, everything you're supposed to do, matters. Right, so Rabbi Kiva, how can you say that the chalitza works if she didn't spit? So Amalei Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva says back to him, no, Misham Raya, that's not a proof, or the proof is from the pasuk itself. Kacha Yaasele Ish Kol Davar Shehu Maisa Beish. Right, it's not just any Maisa, but the Maisa that you do to the man. Meaning, says Rashi, Maisa Kol Davar She Maisa VeRikika Maisa Hu. He, that's the part of the kasha, Sir Belazar, and Rabbi Kiva says no, it's Maisa Beish. Chalitza, she'aisha osem ma'ase biguval shalish. Right, the only ma'ase that's ma'akev that matters is the ma'ase that is done to the other person, to the man. Right, la'afuke rikika, the la'af ma'ase be'ishu. Spitting is a ma'ase; it's something that you do, but not something you do to somebody else. And that's why Rabbi Kiva says, no, as long as she did the chalitza and said the phrase, that's going to be enough. Okay. Hacheresh shenechlat v'achareshe shechalza v'choletzes lakatan chalitzas apsula. Hacheresh, someone who was deaf, and typically we're going to see a little bit of a conversation about this, but typically someone who's deaf in the times of Chazal was considered a deaf mute, right? So the deaf mute who really would be incapable of really learning and having any das at all. So typically a cheresh, we have a cheresh, shota, and katan all go together, right? A cheresh and shota are grouped together, even though today you can have people who a cheresh, who's, even the Gemara's time, they had a cheresh hamadaber, you have a cheresh who could speak, people who are hard of hearing, but are totally about das. But when the Gemara, usually when the Mishnah refers to cheresh, it usually means someone who cannot hear and also doesn't speak, usually almost the same as a shota. So we'll see as we move along, is that exactly correct? But here, the Mishnah says that a cheresh who has his shoe taken off, has chalitza done to him, or a chareshes, a deaf woman, she does chalitza, or v'choletzas lakatan, or does chalitza, or someone who does chalitza to a katan, chalitza sapsul, the chalitza is not going to be any good. Right. It will be not considered a chalitza. Look at Rashi points out a cheresh chalatz chalitza so psula. Look at Rashi. Rashi says lepotra b'makom ach kasher, right? Meaning if there's another brother there, and the cheresh brother goes ahead and does chalitza, so the chalitza is no good, right? It doesn't have the possibility of patering her in the place of if there's another brother around. What's the implication there of Rashi? Presumably, Arnon's question, I think, right? That Arnon asked last week that if he's the only brother, that there's no chalitza not necessary, probably, right? That's probably what Rashi means. So that's the point that Arnon had made last week. Okay, a katana shachalta. If a katana, a woman, a girl who's below the age of bat mitzvah, she does chalitza tachlots mishetigdia, right? She has to do chalitza again when she gets older. Vimlo chalitza chalitza substitute. She doesn't do so, then the chalitza is no good. Also, it's a funny formulation we have to see as you move along. I just say chalitza psula. Right? If she does when she's older, if she didn't, it's the chalitza psula. So we'll see. Chalitza b'shnayim or b'shlosha. Right? We saw this conversation already. if there's a chalitza in front of two people or three people, v'nimsa echa mehem karva pasol, and it turns out that one of them is related to each other, related to her, or they're psulim for idus, so then the chalitza is psula, doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlar Machshir. Rabbi Shimon Yochanan Hasanlar said that that's okay. So again, we're going to have to see what that is. We had a story with one person. Shechalatz beinol beinah. He just did a chalitza by himself. Beis Asurim in jail. Uba ma'isa lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Vehichsher, and the story came to Rabbi Kiva, and he was machshir. He said it was okay. So we're going to have to see as we go through. But we saw kind of that conversation a little bit. Even last time in the previous daf, quoting this part of our Mishnah, but we'll see. Okay, it says the Gemara as follows: Amar Rava, Hashada Amris Kriya Lomakva. Now you've seen that the Kriya, right, the thing that needs to be said is not Ma'akev. Let's see the first line of the Mishnah. Right, first line of the Mishnah was Chalitza V'Rakaka Ava Lo Kara Chalitza Sakshir. Okay, so what do I see? That if you do everything else, you left out the phrase, then that's okay. So you see already that the kriya is not ma'akev. If that's true, lafikach ilay v'ilames shechaltzu chalitza sag sheir. If that's true, then someone who is a mute, right? Someone's not able to speak, so the chalitza should be fine. Okay. So says the Gemara, well, tanan cheirish shenechlatz v'achareshetz shechaltza v'acholetz minakatan chalitza sapsula. You told me that the later Mishnah tells me that a cheirish who has chalitza done, or the chareshetz who does chalitza, right, their chalitza is no good. But you just told me that the implication of the first line of the Mishnah is that someone who is incapable of speaking, that doesn't matter, right? And the chalitza should be fine. So in the case of chayrish, what's the reason why the chalitza is psula? My time, la mishum de la b'nei kriya ninu, right? What's the reason why a chayrish? Again, a chayrish is usually an inu medaver. And someone who's a chayrish is not able to speak. So what's the reason why a chayrish isn't able to do chalitza? Why is the reason that the chalitza of the chayrish is no good? Isn't that because they can't say the phrase, right? So if that's true, then the ilam also should also be possible if they do chalitza, because again, they can't say the phrase. Says where? No. Lo. Mishum de la b'nei de'aninu, right? Meaning, a chayrish is not excluded because he can't speak. It's not because of a physical problem. It's because the fact that he or she is a chayrish or a chareshes, right, that reveals that there's a whole different issue and they don't have das in general. Says the Gemara, okay, ihachi ilayim vilemes nami. Fine, so that's true. Then an ilayim vilemes also should also be psulim for that reason. Okay, so says the Gemara, so Amarava, no, ilayim vilemes b'nei de'aninu upumayuhu de'kayavlu. And ilayim vilemes, the fact that they don't speak is not because they're not bari das. It's bari das, not because they don't have das. It's because they have some type of physical issue. It makes them, that's the implication, that the way the Gemara is reading it, right, that someone who's a mute is a mute because they have some trouble with their mouth. Right? The mouth is not working. I don't know if we'd say that.
It's like a speech impediment?
Yeah, so it sounds like it. That's meaning usually someone who's a mute today, like a child with selective mutism, that's an emotional, psychological thing that's going on, right? But the Gemara's answer is no, as opposed to chayrish. And by the way, this could still be true even today. You could say that a chayrish that's a deaf mute. Let's say really isn't able in those days wasn't able to learn and understand, and it was really considered not bardas. As opposed to an ilame who has a person who decides not to speak, right? So that might be that person might have plenty of das, right? But it's something about the inability or decision not to speak that is different, that doesn't reflect a lack of das. But whatever, but the language of the Gemara sounds to be ka'iv lehu, sounds like it's like a physical abnormality with your mouth. Fine. So, but regardless, that's the distinction, right? No, the chayrish and the chareshes are out because, again, they don't have das. Ilam is not an issue of das. That's an issue just of some type of physical problem. So it's like a marva. Ha amre Rabbi, ha amre de Rabbi Yanai lefisha eno be amar ve amra. Rabbi Yanai says a different reason. Right? The reason why an elam is out is because they're not one of the people who are able to say the words. Look at Rashi. Va amre de Rabbi Yanai mafarish time of the masnisen. Right? Rabbi Yanai explains our Mishnah the cheresh ve chereshes mipnei she enon be ve amar ve amra. Right? Again, Rabbi Yanai is talking about the cheresh, not the not the Ilim. So Rabbi Yonai, when he describes why a Cheresh and a Chereshes are out, it's not because they're not B'nai Das. It's because they can't say the phrase, right? They can't do what you're supposed to do. Look at Rashi, and Rashi continues, Disnan Cheresh Shedibro Chachamim B'chomakam She'enu Lo Shameh V'lo Medaber. Right? Usually, right, always the Cheresh is referred to, like we were saying, a Cheresh that doesn't do either, can't hear or speak. So this is a problem. So, I mean, if Rabbi Yonai said the reason was then again you see it's about a technical deficiency, not about an issue of das. So rather Rava's comment was not on the ratio of the Mishnah, it was really on the Seifa. Okay? Meaning as follows. Right? So meaning the first way we had Rava was that Rava was going on a Resha on the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah was that if you forgot to say or you didn't say the phrase, the chalitza is good. Oh, so what do I see? I see that the dibor is not l'me'akev. If that's true, then it sounds like Elim is fine. Then what's going on with the Cheresh? So instead, really Rava's comment is on the later line of the Mishnah, talking about how the Cheresh and the Cheresh is the their chalitza is psula.
That's a conclusion also.
What?
It's a very different Rava.
It's a very different Rava, correct. So now read how Rava is going to read now, right? So Rava's going to say the exact opposite thing, right? He's going to say, itmar, meaning, right? That he's going on that line of the Mishnah, that the Cheresh with the chalitza doesn't work. And Amarava Hashad da Amri's Kriya Me'akva. Right now, according to Rav, you see, oh, if the Cheresh is out, what must it be? It must be that the Kriya matters. And if I don't say it, it's Me'akev. Lefigach Ilem V'Ilemes Shechotzu Chalitzasam Psula. Right? So, meaning, he just made the exact opposite diuk. Right? Before, he was saying, the fact that the Kriya doesn't matter, according to the Resha, right, shows that the Ilem is the Ilem's Chalitza is fine. But if you go according to, if you're looking at the Seifa, which says that the chalitza of the Cheresh is no good, oh, what do you see? And Yilem Yilem, that does chalitza, the chalitza is psula. Fine. And that fits according to Rabbi Yonah, who says the issue is the issue, just a technical issue of not being able to say the words. Okay? So that's true. What do you do with our Mishnah? Right? Umas Nisin, Kerebi Zera. And our Mishnah is like Rabbi Zera. Right? Why? The Amr Rabbi Zera, this is a Shas concept in a gazillion places in Shas. Actually, you see it quoted in my Mishnah Shas. It has like quotes like 7 or 8 different Gemaras. I quote this line. What did Rabbi Zera say? I'm Rabbi Zera. Call a royal bila, ain bila me'akevas. But I'm sure we saw it at some point within Tanis and Chagiga and all those places we probably saw this quoted. What is it referring to? There's a concept when it comes to the Korban Mincha that you have to do a mixing of the items that you bring for the Korban Mincha. And there's a question about how much do you have to bring, how much oil and flour, etc. And the halacha of the Rabbi Zera says is, even if I didn't, and part of the process is you're supposed to mix up the flour and the oil together. So the shaila is, what if I have enough, but I didn't technically mix them up? Right? So Rabbi Zera paskins, kol haroy labila, as long as it's possible, and you're prepared and ready to do the bila, to do that mixing, so then it's not ma'akev. The fact that you didn't do it, then it doesn't pass your korban. But if it wasn't even possible, you didn't have enough for it to even be possible to mix it up, so then it's ma'akev. Meaning, we don't care that you did it. What we care is if you have the potential to do so. Right? You have the ability to do so. And that's really what that's what that concept always means. Right? It's applied in so many other cases. Basically, we don't care about whether the person actually did the action. What we care about is if they have the ability to do so. If they have the ability to do so, then it works. Meaning, so if you go now into Rashi, where it says Rashi says chalitza sapsula, it's like the third line in the Gemara. The third line in the third Dibra Maschal in the Rashi's on the Gemara. So if you go all the way down, actually right across from where we are in the Gemara, he explains it's where Lebila and Bila Makevasbo. Because his point is the royal labila by inan the efshal is kaim ba mitzvahs mincha, as long as you can do it. And the last word in line of Rashi is v'hacha, and he says v'hacha nami afagav the kriya lo ma'akva. Right, even though you might argue that the kriya itself, technically by a person who's able to do so, right, someone who can do the kriya is not ma'akiv. That was our Mishnah. Right, the Reisha of a Mishnah, which said that we don't care if you do it or not. If you didn't do it, okay, it's not Ma'akev. That's when? That's Beroy Lakriya. That's only by somebody who can say it. All right, I mean, how's the Elam out? What do you mean? We don't care about the Kriya. The answer is, we don't care about the Kriya as long as you are physically capable of doing the Kriya. Right? Aval b'she'ein roi me'akeves. But if you're not able to say it, so then it's me'akev. Meaning, not only is a chayrish out from doing chalitza, but an Elam as well. Right? Even though the Elam is a full bar da, doesn't make a difference. What we care about is, are you capable to say the words? If you are, then even if you didn't say it, and you did everything else, you took out the shoe and you did the spinning, that's enough. But if you're not right, you're not able to say the words at all, so then all of a sudden, now we say that the Amira is, or the lack of ability to say to do the Amira is mad. Fine. Okay. So, Shalchu lei lavua d'Shmuel. So they send the following question to Shmuel's father. Yevama shirakaka, a Yevama who spits, tachlots. Okay? A Yevama who spits, she has to do chalitza, meaning she cannot do yibam anymore. And what happened if she spit in front of the yabam, right? All of a sudden, what happens? Look at Rashi. Yevama shirakaka, lifnei bezdin, right? She spit in front of bezdin. Tachlots, the nifselis alayan. Miyibum, she's now forbidden from doing yibum. There's a maisa that happened, like, I forget the exact case. I remember I heard Rashat talking about it once, a long time ago, that there's a case of a woman who, like, went in front of the guy who was supposed to be yavam, in front of the three people, like, after Shacharis one day, she went over, boom, and she spit right in front of him. Right? And it became a whole shayla because of this reason, whether she was shaykh to yibum anymore or no, that he have to do chalitza.
But what happened? They didn't ask
a
question, they just sent the tshuva? To Shmuel?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there's no question.
Or it could be a theoretical shayla. I don't know. It doesn't, maybe it wasn't necessarily Maisa. But so let's keep going. Let's see. So Shachli Levu Shmuel. They send to Shmuel. What happens if the Yavama is Rakaka, right? Tachlots, right? And if she does so, she has to, again, you have to chalitza for her.
So
Michlal.
Wasn't that the
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. So Michlal, the if Salah, Me'achim. Right, the implication is, right, that she is psula to all the brothers now because she went ahead and she spit in front of him. The implication is that she's psula from all the brothers. Okay, so money. So who is this opinion? Maybe they're sending him they're letting him know this is the halacha that we paskin. I don't know. So you're right. They send a shayla. Here it sounds like they sent a halacha. So money. So the question is, who is the person? Who's the author of this opinion? So, Ilema Rabbi Akiva, if you want to say that the author of this rule, right, that if she spit already, that she does chalitza, if you want to say that's Rabbi Akiva, why would you think that it's Rabbi Akiva? Because, if you remember from before, that we said, what if chalitza v'kara v'lo rakaka, and what if she does chalitza and kriya and doesn't spit? Rabbi Lazar passed, Rabbi Akiva said, the chalitza is ksher. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva is one who held that spitting is not ma'akev, right? He doesn't care about spitting. So if you want to say, so Elam Rabbi Akiva, right? If you want to say Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds that if she spit in front of him, she's got to do chalitza and can't do yibum anymore, right? Hashta u'mav malkam mitzvah dikla meimar midi dehavi a'i murim. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about the following. Look at Rashi. When it came to Makom Mitzvah, look at Rashi, Makom Mitzvah, Bishas Chalitza, Sharakika Mitzvah, right? In the moment of you want to say this to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be a hard sell. Why? When you're actually in the moment, you're sitting in the Bezdin, and it's time to do the Chalitza, Rabbi Akiva said, it's not Ma'akev, I don't care if you do it. Rikika or not, and that's like imurim. What do you mean? It's like imurim. Look at Rashi. Ya imurim dechi isnu me'akve, baster me'achila beparshas tamid nishcha. What's the halacha? The halacha is that certain imurim, certain limbs have to be burned to allow me now to eat the other parts of the korban. So the halacha is if they dechi isnu me'akve, if those imurim are around and I didn't burn them, so the halacha is I can't eat the rest of the korban that's edible. But if they're not around. If I didn't burn them, but they're not here, so then it's not ma'akev. Meaning, I only care if the halach is, you have to burn these certain fats and limbs, get rid of them, burn them, and now I can eat the rest of the korban, right? But that halacha only applies when they're around. If they got stolen or lost or for whatever reason, then they're not ma'akiv. Okay? So keep going in Rashi. V'chilesnu lo ma'akiv. They could go in shenitmu or shenavdu. They got lost. Right? V'hachanami neima. And I'll say the same thing here. Afagav delav ma'isa chashuv ba'ish hu. Right? You're going to say, even though this is not a ma'isa that, you know, is done to the person, that's Rabbi Akiva's point. It has to be a ma'isa done to the man that we care about. Ho v'ef shalaruk li'akiv. Right, you say, well, hereby I could speak and I didn't, right? Because Rabbi Akiva lo makva, meaning you might have argued the comparison is like this. That rule by Imurim is that if the item is not around, right, you can't burn the Imurim, so fine, it's not makiv. Here, the spitting is available, right? And even so, and she could always spit, right? And even so, in that case, what Rabbi Akiva say, it's okay, you're fine. So if that's true, then for sure, he's so not it's so not ma'ake for him that even if it's a option to do, he doesn't care. So certainly, if she just does only spitting, he's not going to care, right? So therefore, to say it's Rabbi Akiva, really, that's very, very difficult. So that's not going to happen. So El Rabbi Elazar. So if you want to say it's like Rabbi Elazar who said that spitting at least was ma'ake. If he didn't spit, it's no good. Vashnei dvarim hamatirin inu. There's two things to be matir. Vishnei dvarim hamatirin ain malin zev lo zeh. But if that's true, he says it's ma'ake. If you need both. Right, you need spitting and you need the chalitza. And you didn't do one of them. So what do you mean? Rabbi Elazar can say, fine, now she's psula from Yibam. What do you mean? You didn't do the other thing. So if it's two things that are necessary, it's not ma'akev, then it's not ma'akev, so leave me alone. If you all it is ma'akev, then it's ma'akev. So how could the spitting do anything? Right? So Ella Karebi. No, so rather, it's not like either of them, it's like Rebbe. Why? Desanya, kivse atzeres, ein mikachin halechem. So when we come to Shavuos, right, which are coming to us soon. So we have certain kvasim, certain sheep that are brought as a korban, and we have this thing called the shtei alechem, right? The shtei alechem do not have the status of being kadosh until the kivsei atzeres are brought. Okay, so what's going on? The rule is kivsei atzeres ein mekachin alechem ela b'shchita. They only become kadosh when shchita is done. Ketzad, what's the case? Shacht on the shman v'zarek dam on the shman. If you shechted them, l'shem shemayim, and then use, you know, through the blood, l'shem shemayim, then kiddush alechem, the lechem is kadosh. Shachat shelo l'shman v'zarek l'shman. What if you shechted not with the right intentions, and then you threw the blood with the right intentions, lo kiddush alechem, doesn't work. Shacht on the shman v'zarek daman shelo l'shman. But what if you shechted l'shem shemayim, but then you were like or l'shem the korban, and then you were zarek shelo l'shma, kadosh ve'eno kadosh. Dear Rebbe, he holds it becomes middle ground, meaning it's sort of, it's suffix, meaning you did one but not the other. It's sort of in the middle, right? So why is that like, so why is this whole thing like Rebbe? Same thing. These are two things that are necessary and you did one of them, so it becomes suffix, right? You sort of, you're halfway there. Meaning if I'm halfway there, all of a sudden the chalitza becomes the only thing you can do and you can't do yibum. It happens to be Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, la'olam eino kadosh, Kadosh Achi Yishchol Lishman V'Yizuk Lishman. Rabbi Elazar, our same Rabbi Elazar, says, no. If you have two things, nothing happens until you do both. So Rabbi here, who's the one who says, doing one of them is like halfway there, as opposed to you're nothing until you do the whole thing. That seems to be the opinion that says the same thing, that if she spits, so then even though she didn't do a full, if she hasn't done a full chalitza, she becomes psul already from doing Yibam. Okay, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up next week. Mitzvah.